This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky Soybean Board member Bill Clipp says the supply and demand in the beef market was one of the major concerns to come out of the recent Latin American product showcase he attended in Guatemala recently. Clipp represented the U.S. Meat Export Federation at the event.
We went to Guatemala City with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and they had a showcase, which is much like a trade show for red meat products. So exporters from the U.S. were all there.
Clipp, who is a row crop and cattle farmer in Caldwell County, says they met with a large delegation of importers.
450 importers from all over Central and Latin America and the Caribbean there to get together with the exporters to where the exporters could showcase the products that they have for sale and hopefully get the importers to buy it.
He says one of the main concerns was the beef market.
One of the keynote speakers that we heard talk, she was, I guess, an economist, and she was speaking about supply and demand and where this beef market was headed.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for our legendary Bush Hog rotary cutters that are sure to meet your needs. Whether it's corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for their durability. So famous that there are many imitations, but nothing beats the original. Only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. Available at your local Bush Hog dealer, H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield, Kentucky.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Kentucky Soybean Board member Bill Clipp says they reassured importers that progress is being made in the U.S. beef industry.
The beef herd has been on the decline, and it's kind of been stable here for the last year or two. And so in order to keep up with demand, feeders have been feeding fed cattle to heavier and heavier and heavier weight.
He says most of the trade in Central America comes through Florida.
You know, all the Hispanics and the Spanish and the people that speak Spanish is those are the ones that are making these sales.
Follow Trappin' the Bluegrass on Facebook and X and listen to podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Trappin' the Bluegrass.